We say hello to Jonathan Kraft, president of the Patriots, as we go inside the owner's box. Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing, Gary? How can you not be good after a night like last night? That was pretty special.
It was incredible. I mean, it has been an incredible week from last Sunday, where we had what Tom Brady and Kemble Tompkins and the rest of the Patriots pulled off in an exciting win over the Saints. Then you had what happened with the Sox, and then the Sox are going to the World Series. It's been one crazy ride this week, for sure.
It was really special.
Yeah, it was special. It's great. It's great stuff.
You know, that team, to see the transformation in a year, it really, that doesn't happen often. I think we've gotten so spoiled in Boston. And that would be enough for a lifetime, that type of transformation. Yet we've had this incredible run across all the teams. It's special. So, you know, from our end, hats off to everybody over there, from John Henry and all the great local Boston guys who were a part of that ownership group. Guys like Mike Gordon and Frank Resnick and Seth Klarman, and obviously Ben Cherington's done an unbelievable job to turn that thing around that quickly, where you've got financial constraints and you're changing the manager, and it's special. This World Series is going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that the Revs last night pretty much put themselves in position where we're now in control of, we'll hopefully be in the playoffs come the end of the regular season next week. And I want to thank the 25,000 who missed the start of the Red Sox game for coming down to Gillette last night. We appreciate it.
Well, Jonathan, let's get back to last week where the excitement all began. You have Brady throws the interception. Bolden has a drop. Things don't look good. But Tom never quits. And to me, and I'm racking my brain here, and he's had some great drives. And Andy and I were debating this. He's had some great drives, obviously, in the Super Bowl. He's put, you know, in Buffalo, he put the team in position to win with field goals and so forth. But just that highlight win at the buzzer play with Tompkins, that's it. I mean, that's the play for him in his career, I think.
Well, for me, the Snow Bowl game, put the Super Bowls aside for a minute. That whole Snow Bowl game and Adams kicks, and that's the most special finish in my mind aside from the Super Bowls. But then last week would be absolutely next on the agenda. And I think the one thing about Tommy was, if you think about his four passes prior to the start of that final drive, and to get three drives in the last 3 minutes without an onside kick is pretty unheard of. But were three drops and an interception, and to then step back on the field and to have the Tom Brady, to me it was the Tom that is Tom Brady. The NFL Films sound effect stuff this week really showed it. He was there not frenetically telling his team they were going to win. He was taking control and letting everybody else around him know they should have confidence and they were going to get it done. And the throw to Kembrell was just an awesome throw and catch, and I think we'll hopefully really pay dividends down the road here. That whole offense in that last minute 15 or whatever it was, just a very, very impressive drive. And we're lucky to have Tom captaining the ship. And without him there, it doesn't happen.
Well, Jonathan, you said something there that was interesting. You get three possessions late without the benefit of an onside kick. And what gets forgotten is that the defense got a big stop. And because the game operation was what it was, they had three timeouts to use to be able to get that stop and make it count. There's a team element to that, but I think what kind of gets lost in the shuffle is that, you know, once again, critical situation for this year, the defense comes up big, you know, in another situation.
For Chandler Jones, man, makes that play.
Without the defense doing what they did all day, and you got to start with completely shutting down Jimmy Graham, you know, a guy that was averaging in the prior four or five games over 100 receiving yards each game as a tight end, and to hold him to zero catches and obviously no yards was pretty special. And then they kept doing it in the final 3 minutes, which gave us the opportunity. But the defense was stellar all day, and you think about doing it without Vince, losing Gerard, we lost Aqib there in the second half of the game. and no Tommy Kelly, and yet the guys, you, every time you can have an excuse, they just come out and they shut it down, and it's been really fun to watch this defense as we've talked about. And without our defense, we're not 5-1, and we certainly don't have the opportunity to win last week. And while we're giving the accolades for last week, I think Steven Goskowski, the field goal he made at the end of the first half was also his career long. And without that, it's probably a different outcome too. So a great team win, everybody.
Jonathan, before Drew Rosenhaus was allowed on the field down there, did Belichick confiscate his phone, Mr. Twitter, with all this information flowing out from the agent? Quite a unique thing. I know it's something we're all not used to, but bigger picture, Rob Gronkowski is back, and it was interesting for me anyway to see that some of the news coming from the mouth of the agent this week relative to number 87.
Yeah, look, you get why an agent is protective of his players for a whole host of reasons, and you have to understand and respect those. And as long as an agent understands where the line is between protecting and looking out for his guy's best interests and hurting a team, the team that he plays on, and causing an issue with the 52 guys who are in the locker room with him, I think it's fine. I'm not going to comment specifically about what he did because I didn't pay attention to all of it. But I think that's a fine line. Drew's obviously an experienced agent, and if he had really crossed way over it, I'm sure it would be something that we would be talking about otherwise. But that's one of the things that exists in this league that doesn't get talked about a whole lot, is the role that the agents play with the players, both for their own personal interests, meaning the agents, as well as, in a lot of cases, trying to protect and look out for the interests of their players, all while not impacting their relationship with teammates. And it's complicated. And, you know, fortunately, Rob is active today, and it's going to be great to see him out on the football field. He's been a force ever since he's joined us, and it'll be fun to see him out there today.
Well, I said this, you didn't, and I'm saying this now because I know that's what you would say after I said this. It's money. I mean, the agent's protecting the money. I mean, that's what it's all about. We understand that, and, you know, that's what makes the world go around. And that's what it comes down to, and when money does get involved, it does complicate things. You have a guy like Logan Mankins who came on Comcast Sportsnet on our postgame show and said, I'm only going to talk about the guys who are freaking here. And Mankins played on one leg. I mean, you know that, Jonathan. I mean, the guy had no ACL. He didn't tell anybody. And he said, screw it. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play my position for the entire season. And I wonder if things like that, if a locker room can police itself. You know, I don't know if Gronk is back because of peer pressure and so forth. But when a guy like Mankins says that, you know, that sends a message throughout the locker room. And I think that, in a way, is how teams kind of – that's how a locker room polices itself. Don't you agree?
Without addressing the specifics of what you talked about, because I'm going to rise up above that, I think that clearly the guys who are great veteran leaders in locker rooms are guys who know how to send messages with both their actions – and when needed, their words. And no one's ever going to question Logan's ability to lead. And he's got a different style than other guys who have been leaders in our locker room. But Logan is a guy that is a great football player, has proven that he has a real passion for the game, and is a leader that definitely carries weight with the guys in the room. And we have a lot of them on our team.
Yeah, I mean, Ninkovic is one of them, and McCourty is one of them as well. I want to get to those guys before we run out of time because, unfortunately, because of injuries, they've been moved into the captaincies of this club. But I think it's a great compliment to them, especially Ninkovic, who has been awesome.
Right, and McCourty's been a captain in the past. I think it's strictly a numbers game, but we're so lucky to have leaders where we lose a couple of guys who are captains, and no one's ever going to question Vincent Girard's qualifications for that. There aren't too many teams in the National Football League that have Devin McCourty's and Rob Ninkovich's who can rise up to that level. And, you know, we lost Girard last week, and I'd be remiss if we don't talk about him very much. And he's a guy like Logan. You know, he's a leader. He leads quietly. He carries huge weight in that locker room. And ever since the day he got here, he's just been, if you could have 53 guys, if you could have 25 guys like Gerard Mayo in a locker room, you're going to win the Super Bowl every year, because the character of the person and the skills as a football player are just really off the charts. And it's part of the game, and the game is all about, it's a war of attrition for each team in this league. But you're seeing guys like Girard, and we talked about Vince earlier, suffer season-ending stuff is just really tough to see. Not so much from the competitive standpoint internally, just because of how much you know they mean to the team and how hard they work. And to have the season taken away from them is tough to watch when you see how hard they work from the inside and what good guys they are.
Jonathan, thanks a lot. Enjoy the game. We're looking for a win. I hate the Jets. I don't care what the record is. So I'm looking for a good
Gary,
one today.
Yes. Gary, you said it. I didn't.
Yeah. Ghost kid. Well put. Well put.
Go Sox. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, Jonathan. We'll see you.
See you, Jonathan.